behalf of the Muslim Association of Britain, an Iraqi girl, a 16-year-old, who wishes to speak on behalf not only of LAB, but on behalf of the Iraqi people. Those people whose voices have been muted, whose limbs shredded apart and ripped away, and who have truly, as George said, been disarmed. Please give a warm welcome to Wassam El Tikriti.
First of all, we all start with one message. Please repeat after me. Free Iraq!
Free Iraq!
In the name of our Lord, Allah Almighty, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you all. As we speak, thousands of Iraqi civilians have been killed. Thousands more have been wounded and rendered disabled for the rest of their lives. And thousands have been made homeless. Millions of Iraqis will suffer mentally, physically, and financially and socially for many a year to come. The infrastructure of Iraq has been destroyed. Crucial civilian documents burned. Archaeological sites vandalized. Museums and buildings of historical significance ransacked. And destruction which cannot be remedied or repaired inflicted on this great country and these great people. Baghdad, a great, great city, the capital of Islam for five centuries, and the cradle of human knowledge and enlightenment. Baghdad, the city of two rivers, the city of poetry, art and science, the city of beauty, morals and philosophy. Baghdad was invaded by the Mughals before, and had its libraries burned, and its books of human knowledge drowned, until the tide of the Euphrates ran black for 3 days. Baghdad, my city, my home, has been destructed and burned once more. This war was and remains an illegal and unethical campaign to kill, destruct, and to seek vengeance. The stain of Iraqi blood will be forever on the hands of Tony Blair, his government, and all those who voted to allow it to go ahead, and all those who promoted the case for attacking the Iraqi people. We will not forget. We will not forget. And we will never forgive. It is disgraceful that this atrocity was described as a war to liberate the Iraqi people. My people have only been further enslaved, and my land has been offered on a golden plate to American and Western companies, to which every Iraqi person will remain indebted to for years and even generations to come. Already, Iraqi ports have been offered to American companies who will charge Iraq and the people of Iraq for using these ports to receive aid and humanitarian help. This war was never a war of liberation, Mr. Blair. This was a conquest, an invasion, an aggression. Where is Saddam Hussein? Where is the Iraqi army that you claim was a clear and present threat to Britain and the world? Were we told that Britain would never go to war without a second UN resolution? This whole aggression was based on lies. Hussein. It's exactly the way Saddam Hussein's regime acted with the Iraqi people for more than 35 years. And the British media ought to be ashamed of themselves as well. Continue to march. Continue to demonstrate. You are the only hope left for the Iraqi people. You are the only obstacle to the new American colonial plan. You are the force of good. God bless you all. Allahu Akbar.